This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Rett.
So why do we obsess over matchups? Why do we obsess over lefty on lefty, so forth and so on? Well, maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't, but I wanted to take a little bit deeper dive into it, so that's why I asked two guys who are right in the middle of it, guys who are perceived as matchup guys, and that's Tim Hill, reliever for the New York Yankees, and Taylor Ward, right-handed hitter for the Los Angeles Angels. And if, in case you don't know, Hill is one of the best weapons this year against left-handed hitters. He's a lefty pitcher, a lefty reliever. His numbers are off the charts when it comes to getting that job done. But, you know, pitchers don't want to be classified just as that, right? You're going to hear that from Tim Hill. You're going to hear about exactly how he sees the perception of just guys who are on the roster, in their existence, of saying, you have to do this against this side of the plate. And then you have Taylor Ward, who a lot of teams in the offseason identified as a guy who is going to be able to hit left-handed pitching, a guy who is going to fill a void maybe in their lineup just because of his skill set. Again, sometimes it's a mystery of why guys either hit a certain side of the play, side of the pitching rubber, or how a pitcher is able to be successful against a certain side of the plate. It's a mystery. We're here to solve the mystery. All right, so first up, in this Baseball Isn't Boring on the Go, Tim Hill and then Taylor Ward. So obviously, you know, for a long time, you know, we always said lefty on lefty, more so even than righty on righty. But from your perspective, lefty on lefty, the way that hitters are approaching it now and the philosophy they're taking now, is it any different than maybe when you first came up?
No, I don't necessarily think so. I think that there's just like a general bias in the league that righties should get righties out and lefties should get lefties out. I just, you know, it's not really always necessarily true. But like every team I've ever been on, that's the lane they're going to want to try to run you through. It's going to be a left-handed lane. Same thing if you're a right-handed pitcher, they're going to run you in a right-handed lane. I think it's just literally based on statistics, they're taking a large sample and they're saying left-handed pitchers are better against left-handed hitters. So obviously there's always going to be some outliers, but
it's a good point. And I think that, you know, with the more information, with the bigger arsenals, with the ability for a guy like yourself to get both righties and lefties out, we probably should look at this a little different. Baseball should probably look at it a little bit differently. Obviously the three batter rule allows that. But to your point, I still think that you know, the old way of thinking, they're probably dug in on it maybe even more than they should, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's crazy. They just have so much information these days that, I mean, a lot of the numbers, like, people don't even realize the stuff that they're looking at. They're not looking at ERA and all that kind of stuff that people, that normal people are looking at when they look up a player. I mean, they're looking at your expected and your, you know, how hard they're hitting the ball at what launch angle. It's like, it's, there's so many statistics that are like tied into this now that it's honestly hard for me to even tell you how it works because I really don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. I like the old school way of thinking, like, you know, just go get them. And, you know, they're not necessarily matching up so heavily, but, you know, like, your left-handed hitter, if he's your best hitter, he's still your best hitter, you know? You don't sit him on the bench just because a lefty's on the mound. But these days, you know, sometimes that happens.
Is it simplistic as, listen, if you hit your spots with good stuff, righty, lefty, you're going to get it out. Like, you've experienced that. If, hey, don't look at me as, here's the splits, here's the numbers. If I hit my spots, my stuff is good enough, that is a batter, I'm going to get him out. Can we look at it that way? Is that a fair way to look at it?
You could look at it like that, but I also think that there's going to be, you're going to have a higher advantage against certain guys. And, you know, the power hitting righty, even if I, you know, maybe he's 0 for 3 against me and you're like, look, he gets them out every time. But it's like, you know, this is a game of averages. And at the end of the day, over a long sample size, he's going to have a higher slug probably off me than the big lefty. And that's just the way it goes. And that's what they're playing. They're playing this 162 game, but I think that all kind of goes out the window sometimes in playoffs. Like, when, you know, you just, anything could happen over a small sample size.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, there's nobody I'd rather be talking to right now, and Taylor. And so, you know, we always so focus on, okay, lefties pitching, righties hitting, so forth and so on. But obviously, you've shown the ability to do both. But I've never been a major league hitter. You have. What is, for you, what is the biggest difference? What is the mindset? Is there a mindset?
Yeah, I mean, well, for righty hitters, I think we just see so many righties that we're more used to it. Mm-hmm. And then when you have a lefty hitter based on a left-hander, I just think that they don't get the opportunity to see them as often. So, mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't hit left-handed or face left-handed pitching. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what it is with them. I don't know if it is mental or it's the angle or however it is. I'm not exactly sure why they struggle more often than us righties facing righties. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, for me personally, I think facing a right-handed pitcher, when you have a fastball running up and in on you, I think that just makes it tough for a right-handed hitter, you know, but a lefty, you know, really, you're not gonna, you may have like a fastball coming up and in, but you'll see it a lot earlier, I think, like out of just the angle, you see it earlier. So, for me, I just think it's just easier to see lefties because you see it earlier, and then righties just with that arm side fastball running in, it's just tougher, you know. And with the lefty too pitching, having off speed coming into you is way better than having a fastball coming into you, for me personally. So
it's a good explanation. Like I said, I mean, like, I think we take it for granted sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And the way that you explain it, obviously you're very good at it, so it helps. When you were coming up, say that when you come out of high school, when you come out of college or whatever, or coming out into the pros for the first time, when did you realize, okay, this dynamic is a little bit different? Like I really, really love when a lefty's on the mound, and this is, I'm really going to have to maybe focus even more when it is righty on the mound, even more than I did before.
I think for me it happened later in my professional career. It was after I got hit in the face from a righty. And, you know, like, since then I've just kind of realized, like, oh, man, it's, like, a little different coming from a righty, especially a sinker, like an arm side runner. So I think that's when I really realized it. I never really thought about it before.
But that's a mental challenge, I would imagine. Yeah,
so I think that was it. Like, I just wasn't mentally aware of it as much as I was after the fact.
How long did it take for you to sort of...
Well, it ended my season, you know, in 23. And I came back to spring training feeling pretty confident and normal. And then later in 2024, I got hit again in the same spot. And without the C-flap, I would have probably been back in the hospital. So after getting hit again, that is when it really, like, kind of messed with me a little bit for a few weeks. Kind of, like, standing up there, like, visualizing it just coming back up and in. It was kind of tough to get through, but thankfully I had a teammate, Willie Calhoun, at the time, who also had gotten in the face before. So talking through it with him, and him is basically, you know, saying, like, it's just part of the game, and it was, and more, but basically that was, like, the biggest cue for me. It's like, it's just part of it, and just need to get past it.
Sometimes somebody says something, I don't know if it's Willie, like, sometimes, like, it just hits, like, you know, where you're like, okay, to help me get past it.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that was the case for you.
No, that's exactly it. Yeah. Like he said that, and it, like, hit me, you know.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah,
it's
like, wow, he's right. So I think that was just the biggest thing. And then also with my approaches, you know, any guy that kind of has that kind of fastball, you know, I protect myself with my approach and what I'm looking for. So anything pretty much, like, up and in, I'm quickly, like, out of there. So
okay.
I do kind of struggle with guys with, like, the sinker and the slider combo because of that slider starting on, like, if it's going to the middle, and he throws a fastball to that same line, it's going to be up and in. You know, so there's times where, like, I jump out, you know, of the box on a slider because I just think, like, but it's my approach protecting me. And hopefully I'm in a good enough spot to, like, see the slider early enough, put a good swing on it. But early in the count, I'm probably jumping out of the way on those guys.
But still, like, when did Willie talk to you?
It was last year.
Last year.
Around this time, probably.
Okay, look, so, listen, I mean, you're on your way. And, like, I know that I was at the winter meetings. This is inside baseball, but I was in the winter meetings, and everyone, your name came up a lot, right? And I'm not saying, like, rumors are rumors, but I'm saying because of your good, you know? I don't know if you see that. Like, that's a positive thing. That's a compliment when your name is coming up till the teams want you, and your team is holding on to you too, right? I don't know if that hits for you or not.
You know, during the offseason, I mean, I had a lot of my inner circle would text me about, you know, those rumors and stuff like that. But, yeah, it is really cool. It's been like that for a few years now that, you know, teams are – wanting me, and yeah, that's cool that, you know, the Angels are hanging on, but you know, I'm happy to be here. I want to win here, but it is good to be wanted too.
Yeah, all right, well, thanks, man.
Of course,
I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.